SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan iba pang kwento sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Healthy Pinoy.
Sa gitna ng abalang schedule, lalo na sa panahon ng long weekends at pampederal na halalan, marami sa atin ang nahihirapang isingit ang ehersisyo sa araw-araw. Ayon sa isang ulat mula sa University of Sydney, halos 80% ng mga Australiano ang kinikilala ang kahalagahan ng aktibong pamumuhay, ngunit mas mababa sa kalahati ang regular na nag-ehersisyo. Patunay na ang edad ay hindi hadlang sa pagiging aktibo ang 70 taong gulang na si Malu.
Since lumakit ang aking mga tuhod, nahihirapan ako mag-exercise and limited na. I try to do biking, yung stationary biking for 5 minutes at saka walking ng mga 30 minutes, that's all. Pero I need more. Dancing limited na rin, mas masakit. Pero I try to sumali sa mga exercise. Every Saturday may exercise kami sa club ng 1 hour. Pero yung exercise for seniors na very mild lang. Good para sa mga age namin, age bracket from 6 to 75. Ang exercise namin mas hindi masyadong strenuous.
Si Darren Manukdok naman, isang abalang professional, ay naglalaan din ng oras para sa kanyang kalusugan.
Helps me get my heart rate up every day. To stay healthy and be active even though when I grow older, I'm still able to move around. Walking or getting your step up is always going to be the best bet and easiest. But anything that would get your heart rate up would be good.
Si Katrina Tongson naman, isang arkitekto na laging nakaupo sa opisina, ay nagsimulang mag-ehersisyo matapos makaranas ng pananakit ng likod.
I realized that I needed to really push myself to be fit is when office work is obviously it's hard. You sit down in the office 8 hours a day, you don't move, and I just started feeling pain here and there, and exercising helped a lot. So, within 2 weeks, my body changed. So I became, my back I didn't feel pain anymore. And I feel like my head's cleared up. So I had more energy during the day. And I don't feel sluggish. So yeah, that kept me going.
Matapos nahirapang matulog si Maria Luz, sinubukan niyang mag-yoga. At dahil dito, bumuti din ang kanyang kalusugan.
At work, I actually spend a lot of the time in front of the computer and I sit. So the job itself is sedentary. I was having back pains and I wasn't sleeping really well. And just because of that, the desire to sleep well has really pushed me to try and do something that's relaxing. So yoga really helped me with that. I slept a lot better. So just before I go to sleep, I would do some stretches to release any tension in my back, hips, and everything, everywhere else. And yeah, I just sleep better. So, I'm in a better mood, and I'm able to handle stress a lot better, I think.
Ayon sa fitness coach na si Mark Banta, may mga dahilan kung bakit nawawalan tayo ng motibasyon sa pag-ehersisyo.
Kasi na-overwhelm tayo when we think of training or working out, starting again from scratch. Nako-compare natin siya sa to someone who's been training for, say, 10 years, mm-hmm. Magaganda yung katawan.
Yes.
So na-overwhelm tayo thinking that we have to do meal prep, mm-hmm. we have to train 5-6 times a week. for 1 hour each session, overwhelming siya.
Yes.
Tapos you don't know where to start, diba? It's like having like toddler.
Mm.
Tapos ang kailangan mo lang naman is mag preschool, grade 1 ka lang.
Mm-mm.
So starting from zero, none at all, no training experience, mag workout ka lang say twice a week.
Oo.
Tapos mag start ka lang with walking. Kunin mo lang yung rhythm mo.
Mm-mm.
As compared sa ikukumpara natin yung sarili natin dun sa yun nga yung athlete or yung magandang nakita natin na influencer. So paing sabi nga kung toddler yan, college na siya based experience, oh, ganun ko siya compare. Tapos papapasukin natin siya ngayon sa training program,
mm-mm,
a structured program na too tight for his or her schedule.
Mm-mm.
So, yeah, for me, sa tanong mo, maybe we can start with 2 to 3 times a week.
Yes.
Walk for 10 to 15 minutes.
Oo.
Ang training naman is, hindi naman kailangan talaga siya lagi sa gym, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Pwede ka naman mag-start with body weight sa bahay.
Yes.
Eventually, pag feeling mo, parang kaya ko to .
Mm-hmm.
Siguro mag-start ka na with, invest ka sa onting equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Pag umagaan na siya, siguro time for you to enroll sa nearest commercial gym mo. Tapos from there, you'll start with 2 to 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, don't be too hard on yourself na parang may deadline ka. Pag may deadline, parang yung pressure kasi din, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, yun, nagiging overwhelming yung starting line natin.
Ayon kay Mark, ang mindset dapat dahan-dahanin para consistent at maging sustainable ang workout program.
Start with baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
Yun talaga for me, para mas maging consistent ka and also for you to be more sustainable workout program mo. Structure your as early as Sunday, example lang.
Mm-mm.
Alam mo na okay, Tuesday, Thursdays, mag-workout ako, say first thing in the morning, kahit 15 minutes lang to.
Mm-mm.
And then, by being prepared, mas dumadali kasi eh, as compared sa parang hinihintay mo lang na guessing game.
Oh.
Tulog yung kids, mag-workout ako.
Oh.
Sa dieta naman, payo niya ay huwag din kaagad maging masyadong stricto. Dahan-dahanin ang pag-alis ng mga unhealthy food at unti-unting idagdag ang mga pagkaing mabuti sa katawan.
Also with your diet, kahit nga, same with the diet, challenging yan eh. Especially
totoo,
sa food natin, di ba? Kung ano yung food mo or siyempre yung setting sa family, kung ano yung linuto mo, alam nga naman di ka kumain, example lang,
kare-kare. Adobo. Diba? Pork sinigang.
But pwede tayong say twice a week lang, let's start with healthy meals. From there, 2 out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
Parang kaya ko na increase to 3 out of 5.
Oo.
Start incorporating fruits. Hindi mo naman completely kailangan pag nag-start ka mag-workout, tanggalin mo na yung rice right away.
Mm-hmm.
Tanggalin ko na kaagad yung mga simple joys natin like dessert, pizza.
Oo.
Yung three pizzas mo, gawin mong 2.
Mm-hmm.
For me, healthier version mo na yun eh.
Mm-hmm.
Kahit sabihin niya sa akin, coach, nagdo 2 pizzas ako. Gaming siya from 3 eh.
Mm-hmm.
Big jump na yun, di ba?
Oo, true.
So yun lang, wag mo muna tanggalin. Tapos from there, iba na ulit na level. From grade 1, grade 2 ka na. O yung 2 pizzas mo siguro gawin nating 1.
May benepisyo ang anumang galaw na ginagawa.
Lagi tayo naghahanap ng ideal schedule na one day, hoping na mag-fall into place lahat.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get the 8 hours of sleep, maka-prepare ka ng food mo. Hindi naman talaga siya darating eh.
Yes.
Kung dumating man siya siguro once, twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to embrace or know the fact na talaga namang mahirap ang schedule natin eh.
Totoo.
Paano natin siya i-fit in na having consistent, say, tuwing at twice or thrice lang muna.
Oo.
As compared sa hinihintay mo na, hindi, siguro yung work ko next week gagaan din to eh.
Mm-mm.
Tapos yung kids ko siguro magkakaroon ng short break. Tapos from there, mag-workout na ako.
Mm-mm.
Diba? Pero, tapos magkakasakit ka.
Oh.
Tapos, yung winter, example lang, ang hirap bumangon, hirap mag-workout. Ay, siguro sa summer na lang. Tapos, yung nga, nagpo-procrastinate tayo.
Yeah.
Hanggang na-overwhelm na tayo, parang, eventually, hindi, wala na ulit. Tapos, new year, new me, hintayin mo na lang ulit.
At dagdag niya, ang regular na ehersisyo ay may maraming benepisyo. Mula sa pagpapababa ng stress, hanggang sa pagpapanatili ng malusog na katawan. Kahit gaano ka-busy, laging may paraan para isingit ito sa araw-araw na buhay.
Wala ka lang pain,
mm-hmm,
masaya ka na eh, napagising mo, parang, okay, pagtayo ko, wala akong, example lang, back pain.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi now, I get this a lot, yung clients ko ngayon, nasa 30 to 40s na eh. I have clients na nasa early 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi ko siya nako-consider before, or hindi, wala akong idea na Kasi bata pa tayo, like 20s, diba? Oh. Every day, kahit mag-workout ka, yung soreness, kaya may brush off, kahit kaya. Na 5-6 oh. hours of sleep lang.
Oh. Oh.
Ngayon, gising ka lang ng puyat, ramdam mo yung brain fog mo throughout the day, yung clarity yes. of thinking mo, iba na.
Exactly.
So, yeah, yung na-mention mo about just moving na walang body pain,
mm-hmm.
or you for you to function well, especially yes. in dads,
oh.
mabuhat mo lang yung groceries mo from oh. your car,
oh.
pabalik ng...
Na walang pain,
oh. nabubuhat mo yung baby mo, oh. nahahabol mo yung baby mo, mm. masaya ka na, bonus na yung abs eh.
Kahit gaano ka busy, laging may paraan para isingit ito sa pang-araw-araw na buhay. Ang mga impormasyon sa ulat na ito ay gabay lamang. Para sa karagdagang payo na naaayon sa iyong problema o sitwasyon, mainam na kumonsulta sa inyong doktor. Tandaan ang kalusugan ay kayamanan na dapat ingatan. Para sa Healthy Pinoy, ako si Claudette Centeno.
Healthy Pinoy. Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.